AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A car bomb exploded outside the U.S. consulate in Erbil in northern Iraq. There's no immediate word on casualties, but a U.S. official told the Associated Press no consulate personnel or guards were killed or injured. Meantime, the AP's Vivian Salama reports Saddam Hussein's former deputy, Izzat Ibrahim al-Dori, appears to have been killed near Tikrit.
What officials are telling us is that he was riding in a convoy east of Tikrit and east of his hometown, Nador, which is near Tikrit, and Iraqi forces shot on the convoy and killed him and nine of his bodyguards.
And bombings across Baghdad have killed at least 29 people. Demonstrators are outside the federal courthouse in New Orleans. Inside, appellate judges are considering whether to lift a temporary hold on President Obama's executive action on immigration. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports the hold was issued by a judge in Texas.
That judge acted in February at the request of 26 states that oppose President Obama's action on immigration.
The Obama administration wants to allow as many as 5 million people in the U.S. illegally to stay. The president is meeting with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi at the White House. They're talking about issues that include Ukraine, Libya, and Islamic State militants. An index that is designed to predict future economic health shows a slight move upward. It's a sign the pace of economic growth has been weakening since the start of the year. And the AP's Ben Thomas reports consumer prices edged up last month.
Rising gas prices led the way, with prices at the pump up 3.9% in March. Still, gas prices remain 33% lower than a year ago.
Steep declines in Europe have stocks in the U.S. lower. The Dow is down 237 points. In Columbus, Ohio, a man pleaded not guilty to charges he was plotting to attack a military base and a prison in the U.S. after returning from terrorist training in Syria. 12 people were injured too critically when a tour bus and a truck crashed near Denver. This is AP Radio News. This weekend in New Hampshire will include sightings of Republican presidential hopefuls. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is also there.
Three GOP senators have already jumped into the race, most recently Florida's Marco Rubio. More than a dozen others are contemplating joining him and the others, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who sidestepped a question about whether Rubio should have waited his turn.
I love Marco. He's a great guy.
Did you watch his announcement, Governor?
No.
All in all, nearly 20 potential GOP candidates will go before hundreds of GOP activists. It is the first gathering of its kind in the first-in-the-nation primary state this year. Jerry Bodlander, Nashua, New Hampshire.
It's a tough crash to clean up near Seattle. A semi-truck carrying honeybees overturned, dumping 448 hives. Beekeepers were sent to try to recover the cargo. Some firefighters were stung, and drivers in the area are being told to keep their windows up. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.